The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Guys, welcome to the Pelican Scoop, a hoop-ball.com presentation. I am your host, as always, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, LyleSwithenbank, as in bank, at Hoopball Pels as a show. Go and give us a follow on Twitter, that would be wonderful. I open today's episode with a question. Is this the greatest team of all time? No. Getting ahead of myself, of course. Two games in after the drubbing by the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Pelicans took out the Los Angeles Clippers. And it was another shellacking. We looked like a resurgent team, a revitalized team even. You know how we were talking before the break that the guys looked like they were just dragging themselves into the All-Star break to have a bit of a rest? It was almost like they were dragging themselves into the All-Star break, plus one game, and then they were back on. The team looks like it looks completely different. Honestly, I've never seen a turnaround this, dramatic in the space of, two games. It's been unbelievable. The Pelicans, spoilers alert, defeat the Clippers 135-115. So a nice 20-point victory in the end. And pretty much gave him a touch-up for most of the game. Really impressive, honestly. I mean, all across the board, we saw great performances from the starters, from the bench. The bench looks revitalized. I mean, remember we cast our minds back to the start of the season where the bench were just giving us nothing. All of a sudden, we're getting some real contributions across the board. And it's great to see, you know, if the starters don't have to play at the end, well, good, you know, give them a rest so that we can come out fresh again against the next side. But really impressive from the guys. If we head over to the box score for the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and Reggie Jackson were probably the standouts with 23 points for Leonard, 18 for Reggie Jackson, and Paul George had 15. Quiet game by his standards. Of course, he was kept to 5 of 14, which you never like to see from one of the stars, but when you're playing against him, well, you'll take it when you can, and a credit to the defenders for keeping him uncomfortable. Big game for Luke Kennard off the bench. He had 15, 6 of 10 shooting, 3 of 4 from 3, which you know what you're going to get with him. He's going to shoot threes, and he's going to hit a few of them, and then basically they just unpack the bench pretty much for the last quarter. If we run over to our side, just get ready. We had an absolute, gem of a game by the guys. 27 points from Zion Williamson, 32 minutes. 2 rebounds, 5 assists, 13 of 16 shooting, and only 2 turnovers, which is unbelievable. Lonzo Ball had a big one with 20 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists and a steal, 7 of 10 shooting, and 5 of 8 from 3. He was absolutely phenomenal. Interrupting everything, sticking an arm out, making it difficult for him, and you love to see it. Honestly, it was really, really good. B.I. Continued his chip on his shoulder post All-Star break/snub. his run. He had 23 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 7 of 12 shooting, and 3 of 6 from 3, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. It was just really good to see. Honestly, I was very impressed. Watching the guys coexist and this like pseudo big three forming, you know, what did we get? 60, 70 points from three guys, which is unbelievable, considering, you know, B.I. played 26 minutes, Lonzo and Zion only just played 30, and or just over 30 minutes, which you love to see. Off the bench, we got 13 points from Kyra. He filled up the stat line with 3 rebounds, 4 assists, a couple of steals as well. His 3-point shot is still a little bit off, but it's coming. 13 points, 5 and 6 assists, 4 and a steal from Josh Hart. Jackson Hayes had 17 off the bench. What do they do? Do they, like, send him off somewhere to get reprogrammed? Because that kid has been playing like a man possessed in the last couple of games. And he has earned that backup spot, taken all of the minutes, basically, from Billy, which I did not see happening at all. He's been great. He's been athletic. He's using his skills, which I think bodes him well. You know, crashing the offensive glass. He also posterized, I don't know who it was, one of the guys, into oblivion. It was one of the greatest dunks I've seen in a long time. Nearly jumped from the free throw line and just absolutely decimated that bloke. It was a real coming out party, I guess, is the definition people have been floating around on Twitter for Jackson. And hopefully that can continue. I mean, on both ends of the floor, he was just fantastic. You know, and you can see he's been... He used the time sitting on the bench to really learn and hone his craft to really improve. So, I mean, he had 17 points, 3 rebounds, an assist, a steal, and a block. 100% from the field. 5 of 5 from the free throw line. And he was aggressive. Plus 14 on the night. I mean, I've criticized him till the cows come home on this show. And, you know, credit where credit's due. The bloke had a real crack. And it's funny what happens when you play to your strengths, such as being able to jump you know, have really, really long arms. So, all credit to him. You know, really, really good. Going down the bench, you know, we got 6 minutes 57 from Sindarius. Melly played that as well. 5:47 from Nikhil. Najee Marshall played 4 minutes, and so did Billy. And basically just went right down the rotation, which was good to see. And in the end, just ran away with it. So, where did we go right? Where did we go wrong? We'll start with where we went right, I suppose. If we go over to the summary, quarter by quarter, the Clippers started 24-36. New Orleans came out flying. Honestly, they came out hard, punched them right in the mouth. Everything that we wanted was happening. The ball was zipping around. And on defense, we just looked hungry. And that's not something that we could have said a couple of games ago. They just looked like they wanted to be there. They really wanted to have a crack. And I'm proud of the guys. I'm really, really proud of the effort that they showed, because they switched on and they deserved the victory. So second quarter, they clawed back and scored 33 to our 31. They still had a good lead, but they pulled it back. And all of a sudden, we went into halftime, still feeling pretty good. Now, what happens in the third quarter? Well, we usually go to sleep. And it's been this terrible, terrible habit that we're really good at, is that we come out of the locker room and we're like, oh, well, the job's done. Not today, and not in the last game either. So 43 points we dropped in the third quarter against the Clippers to their 26, and it was on. We were laughing, you know, bringing out the bench. The bench looked athletic. They looked like they were really keen on impacting the game. And then the last quarter, well, we were both teams were playing the bench, and you know, we fell away a little bit, 32-25, but all in all, it was a wire-to-wire victory, and we got them. We got them, which was good. A key stat that I really want to highlight is that we out-rebounded them, 40-32, out-assisted them, 38-23, and just overall looked better, you know, from the three-point line, 46%, 12 of 26, 65% for the game in the shooting. How's that? turnovers. We had 18 turnovers and still smashed them. How would you be? They had 26 points off turnovers. And we to our 17, which is nice because for once we actually stole some points back, which you like to see. Honestly, just a really good game. Really good game. You love when they have a crack. And yeah, stoked with that. The reason this one took a little bit longer to, side note, I suppose, took longer to come out was that obviously I watch all these games on delay because of the time difference. So got home and got to sit down and watch my Monday night unfold with a big Pelicans win. Let's keep that going. So what do we need to improve on? I suppose it's just a few guys that just need to dig in. You know, Eric Bledsoe's still been a bit down. 25 minutes, only 7 points, 2 rebounds. He had 8 assists, 3 of 5 shooting, 0 of 2 from 3 with only one turnover. He was good on, he was okay. He was all right on the night, and he wasn't bad, but you know, we've seen this guy play really well and he really seems to be taking a back seat, which I suppose for the development purposes is not too bad. Otherwise, it was pretty good. It was a pretty solid win, and I love seeing the young guys come out and getting a good run. So, not sure why Nikhil sort of disappeared from the rotation. He's been in and out, which is obviously difficult. If we remember last time we played the Clippers, he dropped 37 points or something, and we only lost by 5. So, it was good to come out and stomp the fourth team in the West and really show that we're hanging around. We're not just going to go quietly into the night. As we come.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Up to the trade deadline. So, key takeaways. What do we got? Number one, Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram can coexist. They can play together. There's all this carry on that we're going to trade Brandon Ingram and that he's not a good fit alongside Zion. And well, I think that's just a really bad take, and I had to hold myself back from a bit of an obscenity there because I just think it's a bad take. I don't think selling on Brandon Ingram after we just had a most improved player victory, we just signed him to a max contract and gave him the keys to the kingdom is the right idea. I think he can coexist absolutely alongside Zion Williamson, and as Zion plays a lot more at the point, there's more room for BI to operate in that mid-range area. And if anything, if Zion drives, BI's three-point stroke has really improved, and he's hitting shots. So there's no wonder that there's no doubt that they can coexist, I suppose. And I don't like that take, and I don't think getting your star player disgruntled because fans are trying to trade him in some absolute average trades that I saw is the right idea. I don't know. There's some website going around, I don't name names on here, but that was trying to flog him off to Atlanta or something. I just, who knows? Don't do that. We're keeping him. If anything, we're going to add a third piece to put next to him. So, hot take number two. Well, takeaway number two is when you show effort on defense, you can hide the fact that sometimes you don't take care of the ball. There was an instance, and this is, I called Eric Bledsoe out before, but he did a really good thing. There was a turnover. And it was a bad turnover. And they looked like they were going to run it out. I think it was Paul George and Kawhi snuck out. And Paul George bounced it to Kawhi. And instead, Bledsoe hustled back and they missed a layup. And then we were back off to the races. Running back on defense. And Stephen Adams got the rebound. I think we charged back up the court. How good is it when you don't let them have easy buckets? back-breaking buckets that are easy, just help guys get their rhythm. If we had to let Paul George score there, all of a sudden maybe he goes on a bit of a tear and starts making more shots. Well, instead, we hustled back and made him pay. So I was really impressed with that. And the defensive effort, the chatter you can see is there. They're talking to one another. They're trusting each other on defense. There's no over-helping or less misrotations in this game, which you really like to see. And I think the Antonio Daniels, KYP, Know Your Personnel, has really started to shine through. And these guys are reading the scouting report and realizing, well, how about we let the 28% shooter shoot and the guy that's not hot shoot and go close out on the guys that can shoot, you know? Let the other guys beat you. So, I mean, Kawhi Leonard, I think, only had 13 or so shots for the whole game. He had, 30 shots, 9 of 13. Paul George had 14 shots. You don't let those guys get comfortable. You know, you can't stop Kawhi, but if you can put a body on him, then ball denial's just as good. If he's not shooting it, well, he can't beat you because he doesn't have it. So, really, really impressive. The third key takeaway is thanks for this new Jackson Hayes. I don't know what happened, but really impressed with his work ethic, how he's fighting and competing all the time, and he's just having a crack, and that's all we asked. That's all we ever wanted. So really impressed with that. Good on him, and I hope that continues. You know, we're going to have up and down games. Really, he's played, this is his third year of actual competitive basketball, let alone NBA. This is only his second year. So you're going to get teething pains as the usual outcome is with bigs, but good. Keep it going. Keep that athleticism and keep getting around him. I love the guys being happy for one another. You know, Jackson goes and does a big dunk and the bench is up and about. And when they're sitting on the bench is going wild when Zion dunks it or B.I. hits a big shot. They enjoy playing together and you can see it. And they enjoy each other's company. So let's keep that going and hopefully we see a lot more of it into the future. So that were the three key takeaways. Before I go into previewing the next game and wrapping it up, obviously thank the sponsors, mybookie.ag. If you sign up, use the code HOOPBALL and you'll get half or 50% deposit match on whatever you put in. And yeah, that'll be pretty good. And manscaped.com, HOOPBALL20 is the code. It'll give you 20% off and free shipping. Tell them HOOPBALL sent you. Go and get something from there and support the guys that support us. So, yeah, go and do that. Be fantastic. Tell them Lyle sent you, perhaps. Maybe not. Just use a code that'll send them in the right direction. So, next game, we're off to Portland. And the road trip commences. I think we've got two games in Portland. It's a national game, actually. It's on tomorrow. So, it'll be Wednesday morning for me. It'll be Tuesday night for you guys. They're taking on the Portland Trailblazers, who are 22-16 on the season. We are 17-22. They're a good side. They're led by Damian Lillard. We got news that CJ McCollum is off the injury report, so he's returning from a fractured foot, which is just so typical that one of their good guards comes back against us. But we're going to have a crack. We're going to have a crack against them. They fell short against Minnesota as well. I don't know who these Timberwolves are, just the giant killers at the moment. You know, they go and take some good players off. Big game from Anthony Edwards. But anyway, not here to plug them. We've got to take them on. And I think the main thing is that we need to take away their three-point shot. They are very good at shooting threes. And if we can chase them off the line and make them beat us inside, all of a sudden they're running at big bodies. They're running at Jackson. They're running at Steven Adams. They're running at Zion. And they've got to finish against guys that are bigger than them. Dame Lillard and CJ McCollum are small guards. They're better at shooting threes than they are at driving. I mean, Lillard's really good around the basket as well, but you need to make them uncomfortable. And I think those are the two guys that if we focus in on when we take the game away from them, well, you never know. I think you can try to contain Dame as much as you can, but just do your best. We've been really bad at defending at least one guard. We always get beaten by a guard every time we play a team with a solid, point guard, or I say that a lot. I've said guard a few times in that sentence, but we really need to be aware of that and not let them get comfortable. I think that's the main thing we need to take away, and that might mean throwing bodies at them every time they come off a screen. We know they play a lot of pick and roll, so cut them off. Don't go under the screens against these guys. Lillard can shoot from just about anywhere on the court. He'll get the rebound and then shoot for three and get it in. So make them uncomfortable as much as you can. And make them run. Run them off the court. Make their big guys accountable. They've got Robert Covington, who's a smaller guy. He's going to have to play on either Zion or Steven Adams. Make him uncomfortable. That's what we're going to have to do. Derek Jones Jr. is very athletic. Make him uncomfortable. Don't let him get around the ring. Know your personnel. So that's something we're going to have to focus on. We get to play them twice. So we play them on Tuesday night and then again on the... I think we get a day off. Yeah, we do. And then we play them again on Friday morning for me, so Thursday night. And that's a late one, it looks like. So enjoy that. It's 10 a.m. for me. So it's at 8 p.m. for everyone else over listening. But yeah, good luck to them. I think we'll be okay. We'll have a crack. Well, I hope we have a crack. I don't want them to drop off now they get big head because they've had a couple of good wins. I know we carry on a bit and say, oh, you know, the best team and all that sort of carry on. But we're also very conscious that if we get ahead of ourselves, we're going to be having a sad podcast and we're not really interested in that. So looking forward to seeing them play that a couple of games away and then back home and just bank the wins you can, you know. We're 1.5 games behind out of the play-in. And that was the pass mark, is to make the play-in. So let's do that. Let's get the pass mark and then build from there. That's what I'm looking forward to. So we'll see how we go. Now, before I wrap up, go and check out hoop-ball.com. It's a great, great website. There's a lot going on. It was all revamped probably in the start of the year. And it's really nice now. You can go and earn points and stuff by commenting in the forums. If you play fantasy basketball, you need to be over there having a look, because they're giving you cheat codes, basically. If you play daily fantasy, DFS, go and check out DFS Today. There's a whole heap of guys over there that are absolutely killing it. It's free money. All their podcasts are free, so go and check that out. Hoopball Gaming as well is another one. Was it Today in Sports Betting is the podcast, so make sure you go and follow them and just go and win money. If you like having a punt, well, you might as well win. Otherwise, it's just a waste. But of course, gamble responsibly. I'm not here telling you to go and bet your life savings. I think I'll put a pin in it. I hope you guys enjoyed the chat with Jermaine Beal in the last little bonus episode. I thought I'd get it up there. I had a bit of spare time to throw that up. So thanks again for Jermaine for jumping on. We're going to try to get a few more guests coming up. And I know it's been a little while since we've had some. So I'll get on to that and reward you guys for all of the good Pelicans basketball. But until then, I'll chat to you after the first Portland game. And hopefully we have a good win. Look after yourselves. Stay safe, and I'll chat to you after that. Bye for now.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.